This is Twit.
That is some nice music. Thanks to Big Pee-wee. Our new musical director is taking over for Michael Cozio next week. Right? Next week? You ready? You feel good, Big Pee-wee? All right. He's ready to go. 8888 Ask Leo, the phone number. I think it's gonna get exciting. It's gonna get exciting in here. Line four, Warren, Granada Hills, California. Granada Hills. Granada is a small country in the. What can I do for you, Mr. Warren?
Hey, Leo, how you doing today?
I am well. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, so I got an iPhone 5, and I'm looking to upgrade. Probably yes. The 8 Plus, the XS Max,
okay.
Pixel 3, or even the other iPhone.
That's quite a wide range of phones here. What are your considerations? Because I think they're even selling the 7 still. So you got your 7, you got your 8, you got your 10. By the way, we just heard that Apple's admitting there's some problems with a touch sensor in the 10. But I don't, they'll fix it. Then you got your newer stuff, which is of course your 10R, your 10R, your 10S, and your 10S Max.
Whew. Yeah, I'm looking for something with just mainly a bigger screen.
Yes.
Read a lot of articles.
Yes.
Something with a really good camera.
Yes.
And possibly something that's going to last me a long time because I've had this phone for probably 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the best way to future-proof, of course, is to get the fastest stuff you can get now, which means not the 7 or the 8 because those are 2 years ago and last year's iPhone, or the 10. The biggest screen Apple makes is the 10S Max. It's a 6.5-inch screen. It's pretty big, and it's nice. But I think the 10R, in my opinion, is the sweet spot right now in Apple's lineup. It's in between the 10S and the 10S Max size-wise. It's 6.1 inches, so it's still a big phone. But because they've shrunk the frame around the screen, they call them the bezels, they've shrunk those, it doesn't feel that big in the hand. It starts at $750, so it's about $200 less than a comparable iPhone XS or XS Max. And it has the same internals as the XS and the XS Max. It has that A12 Bionic processor, which is very fast, very nice. So in terms of future-proofing, you're getting all the benefit. Now, here's what you're giving up. You have an older iPhone, I presume. The 10R has an LCD screen like every iPhone until last year, right? So big deal. It's a very nice screen. You won't notice the difference. I put it side by side with my XS Max, and one's not better than the other. They're both very good. It's LCD, not OLED. That's the difference. Might improve battery life. In fact, the 10R has the best battery life of all the iPhones. All the iPhones because of that screen and because it has a bigger battery. The negative on the 10R, and you said you want good pictures, is it doesn't have the dual lens system that the 10S and 10S Max have, and for that matter, the 10, where you have two lenses, and that you can do a lot of things with the two lenses. It's not just like a zoom and a wide angle, although that's one of the benefits. Anytime you open up the camera app on the iPhone, there's a little button that says, 2X or something like that, which means you can zoom in. And that's, handy if you want to zoom in. if you can't get the picture, you can zoom in and you get a little bit better picture. It's not really a telephoto lens, but it's a little bit. But the other thing that can happen with these dual lenses is it can use the second lens as a backup to get extra information and make the pictures more accurate. And so that's something that doesn't happen with the 10R. I found the 10R excellent. It's as good as any iPhone before the dual lens 10. So you have to kind of decide, is battery life more important? If I want the biggest screen size and I want the best camera, then get the 10S Max. If I don't mind a little bit smaller screen size, in fact, a lot of people prefer the smaller screen size of the 10R and a little bit less good screen, a little bit less good camera, but I save some money, then the 10R is a very good choice. So I think that's what, especially if you want to get 5 years out of it, you want to get the one with the fastest processor Apple makes, which is anything in the 10S or R line. Those are the fastest. That's the A12 Bionic chip in there. I think actually, the other thing I like about the 10R is it comes in colors. Black and white, yes, but banana phone yellow, coral, which is basically pink, and it has a product red, bright red. That's the one I got, and I like it. I like it. So I don't think you're giving up too much. And boy, the battery life is better. It's about an hour a day better in most uses, in most of my uses. So I think that's the one I would go with. Enjoy your new phone. I like habit spending people's money. That's much more fun than spending mine. I can tell you that.